It is Monday morning, and you know, on positivity around here, we bring in the man. He is Josh Podoros, Coach Josh Podoros, and Coach Podo's Positive Press. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful now, McCurley. All is well, you know, in Auburn land right
well,
now,
well, that's
my
what
man.
I was fixing to say, you know, last night about we got to bring it up.
Yeah, you got to.
Last night, about 6:15, it was finally decided. We tried to, you know, let them back in it late, but we shut it off. And I got to tell you something. I saw pictures of Toomer's Corner.
It's wild, isn't it?
My God. And I know my man Giddens. I know where he will be Saturday. He won't be in San Antonio, but he's going to Neville Arena to watch it in there.
Oh, so he's going
to
be there.
He's going to go to Neville Arena and watch it with the Auburn
crowd. It's like a viewing party thing. That is cool right there.
And I might just go down there with him. I'm here to tell you. But our Positive Press, what's it on?
I mean, we got to talk about the Auburn Tigers, right? And all the excitement that is in the state and here locally. I know we do a great job of covering their games on Kicks 100.3. So, second time in program history, the Auburn Tigers are going to the Final Four. Bruce Pearl took them there, baby.
Yeah, and you know, I really enjoyed watching the panel of people on the basketball games this year with Ernie Johnson. You had Kenny DeJet Smith, and of course you had Charles Barkley and Clark Kellogg, who I've always liked. But then they brought in Jay Wright, who's won two national championships at Villanova. And when they were filling out their bracket on Sunday Selection Day, he chose the Auburn Tigers. He was the only one that chose the Auburn Tigers to win the national championship, and he's still solid with it.
I was about to say, that's a good pick. You know, you can't doubt his expert mind.
Yeah, but what about chalk, man? All four number one seeds have advanced. This is going to be a great Final Four.
Yeah, the great Final Four. I think I saw a stat on Twitter earlier. It said first time since 2008 that all four number one seeds are going to the Final Four. So, I mean, that's just awesome. And Bruce Pearl, you can't help but love that guy, right? I mean, he's full of passion, full of energy. His players aren't just players that year. I mean, they're always his players throughout life. It's just so easy to root for people like that.
And you know, what he did on Friday by bringing the family of the one and only hostage that's left. And do you know who the younger brother, you know who his favorite player was? Was the big cat from Michigan that Delta Spitz in the first half.
Yeah.
Bruce didn't care about that. He said, I just want y'all to come.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing with me. I'm going to throw out something at you right now, and I know we got to go a little political on this thing. You got a two-man race for National Player of the Year in Jani Broome and Cooper Flagg. No disrespect, Duke's one of the best programs in the country, always have been.
Yep.
But Cooper Flagg got his all of his accolades this year against a very weak ACC, you know, and they beat Auburn head-to-head at Cameron by 6 points, where he shot more free throws as an individual than we shot as a team.
Yeah.
Okay? But here's the thing with me. Jani Broome, and I'm just going to roll a few of these off on you. All right, in program history, nobody in Auburn, this concludes Chuck Person to Charles Barkley, nobody has more double-doubles in one season than Jani Broome.
Yeah.
22. He had it at halftime yesterday against Michigan State.
Yep.
But he also has now more double-doubles in the NCAA tournament than anybody else in Auburn history. He also has what I consider, to me, he should be the winner of the National Player of the Year.
I'm with you on that. And there's an old saying, I used to hear it all the time, big-time players show up in big-time games. And what did he have, 22 at the half yesterday?
Well, he had 17 to half. But here's the thing with me. He went out with 22 when he got hurt and pulled a Willis Reed.
That just said, come on now, what's that matter? So I'm with you. Yeah, the domination throughout the entire year and then to pull it out against Michigan State in the Elite Eight. And how about that, too?
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting and you're looking at Tom Izzo, who's arguably on the Mount Rushmore of college basketball, and – it's Auburn basketball, and they're rolling. You know another thing I think of when I think of Auburn basketball? You remember a player by the name of Chris Porter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chris Porter was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when I was a little kid.
One of the best dunks I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, absolutely. And now it's just Auburn basketball is in the Final Four. We're living history, Muck.
And here's the thing with me, too. What Bruce Pearl has done, you talked about Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo over 700 wins in his coaching career. Bruce Pearl's got over 650. When you looked on that sideline yesterday in Atlanta, you saw over almost 1,400 victories.
Wild.
In two men. And Tom Izzo's such a great dude. They're both just such great people off the floor. But I got to tell you, it's going to be a great time this Saturday.
It is.
Airtime right here for the Auburn Network, I think, is at 4:30. Game time tip off just a few minutes after 5 o'clock, I think 5:10 to be exact. And, you know, I think it's going to help that Auburn was there just 5 years ago and we – in my opinion, got robbed out of getting to the championship game.
Double dribble short of a national championship.
I think we're ready. I really do. And Florida has struggled. Hey, Florida was down to Texas Tech on Friday night by 9 with 3 minutes to play and come back and won. Give them credit.
Maybe it's the Auburn bias in me, but I think Auburn matches up extremely well against Florida. And you're guaranteed an SEC team to be playing for a national championship. So that's great for the conference as well.
And one thing I am going to say about this, the four best teams in the country all year long are the four best teams that are playing.
That's
right
true.
Now.
That's true.
Now, no disrespect to Alabama. They've been in the top four or five all year, too, and they just run up against a Duke team that, they run up against a buzzsaw. But I just got a feeling that things are going to be good. Do not count out the Houston Cougars. They just spanked Tennessee yesterday bad. But Auburn, they started out defeating Alabama State, and then they were behind Creighton, beat Creighton. They were behind Michigan. Come back, and that stretch they went on against Michigan, if we play like that, I don't care who it is.
I'm with you on that. And it was another. I'll tell you another cool thing yesterday as an Auburn fan. Richard Fitz, one of our buddies, made his big league – not his debut, but his first start of the year. Unfortunate that he didn't get to win. He got the loss. They lost 3-2. But a good day for Auburn overall. You got a big league starter on the mound. And how about this? Guess who he was going against for Texas? Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, Lord.
Richard Fitz versus Jacob DeGrom, and he threw six innings, gave up three runs, got the loss, but it was a great outing for him. He had a great spring training. So Auburn Athletics is rolling, man.
Yeah, and I got to tell you real quick, since you turned it to baseball, opening day, one of the best days of the year this last week.
It should be a national holiday.
It should be. I mean, but I got to tell you, we talked about basketball. When they started the SEC, Arkansas, who made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, they made it interesting, too.
They started out in SEC play 0-5.
Yeah.
But they played Auburn, Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And I'm like, I understand why you're 0-5, but you know what? How about – and that's what they did to Atlanta Braves. They had a four-game set with the San Diego Padres, and now they got to go to the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's a brutal stretch there. Sox opened up the four-game series. They're 1-3. And how about this? My man Rafael Devers is 0-15 on the season with 12 strikeouts. MLB record. That's arguably a top five third baseman, or now he's DH in the league. And that just goes to show you, man, sometimes even those dogs have their days.
Do you know what was the best thing about opening day on Thursday? And I know we got to get out of here for this
Red Sox winning.
Well, that, of course. But the worst baseball season in history last year, and the Chicago White Sox were in first place for one day.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. One
day, baby.
That's it.
That's positive.
That's right.